We've got the Marlins, we've got the Braves. What kind of a day would Matt Adams have? Well, let's find out. Here he is in the bottom of the third facing Jeff Locke.
0-1 pitch to Adams is in the air, left center, hit it well. Yelich racing back onto the track, at the wall, home run. Matt Adams having a big day. It's his 10th of the season, his 9th as a Brave. He's driven in all the runs in the game, 3-0 Atlanta.
Here's the pitch. And he swings and lines the ball to right field. That's going to get over the head of the right fielder, Mark Akins. Home to score is Ichiro. Stanton's been waved. Here comes Stanton. Here's the throw, the slide. Safe at the plate. Giancarlo scores along with Ichiro. And winding up over at third base on the throw to the plate is Christian Yelich. A double, two RBIs, and to third base on the throw. The Marlins lead 5-3.
0-2 pitch to Adams is swinging a high fly ball to right. Stanton's back onto the track, at the wall, leaps, and he can't catch it. It'll be extra bases for Adams. Flowers around third to score. A two-base hit from Matt Adams. He's knocked in four in the ball game, and the Braves cut the Miami lead to one. It's 7-6 in the seventh.
A.J. straightens, deals. Markakis swings, ground ball. Hit the bag at first, goes down the line. That's going to tie the game. Coming on to score is Phillips. Markakis into second. It's a double, banged off the sack at first base and down the line. What a break for the Braves. And this game is tied, and the Marlins have had some problems coming out of the bullpen today to hold the leads. Here's the 1-1, and a ball bounced back to the mound. A.J. has it, throws it away into center field. He had the runner at second, picked off. Great job of backing up by Yelich to hold the runner at second base, Camargo. A.J. had an out in his hand. He had caught Camargo off the bag at second, trying to get back, but he threw it wide of Gordon and out into center field. The pitch. He swings, lines a ball up the middle, charged by Yelich. Here comes a runner at third, Camargo. The throw will be held and cut off, and the Braves win on a hit by Brandon Phillips to center field. They walk it off here at SunTrust Park.
Don Mattingly and the Marlins lose a tough one against the Braves on Saturday. They would fall 8-7 in 10 innings thanks to a walk-off hit by Brandon Phillips. Here's Mattingly on the loss.
Well, we only scored in two innings, so don't act like our offense was unbelievable today. We get five and then we get two, and really, so eight other innings, we really didn't, not much of a charge in there. I thought the six was a big inning. You know, Matt comes in there and gets a zero. You know, the six there, they get their runs right back, and they kind of, they're right back in the game there. And then from there, really, Claw's innings should have been clean. You know, and then Phelps, he has a clean one. And then, so at that point, it really could have been two very easily. But we didn't tack on any runs. And you can say, well, we got seven, but we scored seven in two innings and didn't really score the rest of the game. So, you know, we weren't very good defensively. We didn't do much offensively other than those two innings. So we let them right back in.
Ziegler, you know, still getting his balls down, and he's just not getting the results that he's used to getting.
It's been okay lately up until today. Today there wasn't anything soft. You know, they had pretty much everything on the nose today, for the most part. So today was not very good, but he's been actually okay lately. You know, if they're hitting a ground ball through the hole or something, but today, as we're even the out we get, you know, the right field's line drive, so. Today just wasn't a good day for him.
AJ, I don't even know if it would have mattered, but to go to second there, if he gets the out of first, it puts two outs, the guy's still on second for, you know, for Phillips in the 11th. How do you kind of see that play?
Well, you want to get an out there. It puts it at two, and you don't have to pitch to Phillips at that point. Yeah. So that's an out you want to get. You'd like to get that guy out of scoring position. So if you have the play, it seemed like the play was there. He just kind of got a little hurried with it. The main thing is you want to get out there.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Mike Foltynewicz takes the hill for the Braves. He'll square off against the Marlins' Jose Urena.